Thank you so much. Seth Lee on the bass, Sam Pratt on the drums and brushes. That song's called Union Station. My name is Brian Baggett. We're the Brian Baggett Trio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with another set. Thanks again.
Guitarist Brian Baggett, Sam Platt at the drums, and bassist Seth Lee, the Brian Baggett Trio. Finishing up this first set at the Green Lady Lounge with Brian's tune, Union Station. The Green Lady hosts live jazz every night of the week at 1809 Grand in Kansas City. You'll find them online at greenladylounge.com. There's more with the Brian Baggett Trio coming up.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, skies cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunny, cooler, with a high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear, a low of 41 for tomorrow night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
So we're back again here at the Green Lady Lounge for another set by the Brian Baggett Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. All the tunes on today's show were composed by Brian Baggett, who's also written a guitar method book, Keys to Unlocking the Fretboard. Let's get started now with Doorman by the Brian Baggett Trio.
Thank you so much. Seth Lee on the bass. It's called Dune House, the name of that song. Thank you. Well, this next one we recorded here at the Green Lady Lounge on a record, Groovin' and Swingin' live at Green Lady Lounge. This one's called Baggy Blue Jeans. Thank you so much. Sam Platt on the drums back there. That song is called Baggy Blue Jeans. Thank you so much.
Live at Green Lady Lounge, that's the Brian Baggett Trio with Country Creek. This band can be seen every week at the Green Lady. For a performance calendar, visit greenladylounge.com or Facebook. Today's show is recorded by Ken Lovern and John Scott. Post-production by Chuck Smith. The series is produced by your host, Daryl Brogdon. Live at Green Lady Lounge is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Green Lady Lounge.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday evening. Stay tuned for the Retro Cocktail Hour. Tonight, sky is cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on KPR Presents, we preview the 2024 Kansas elections with Beyond the Ballot from the Dole Institute of Politics.
It used to be a bit of a truism or a saying in Kansas politics that there's kind of three parties. There's conservative Republicans, moderate Republicans, and Democrats in Kansas. It doesn't feel like we hear that as much anymore.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
That's Jack Bongo Berger with the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, a tune from the album The End on Bongos, featuring flutist Buddy Collette, and here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's from 1957. Jack Berger championed the bongos long before the beatniks adopted them. He's performed on tons of TV and movie scores, and alongside Steve and Edie, the Beach Boys, Sonny and Cher, and many more. Hey, welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where the music is always shaken, not stirred. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and we're tucked away here at that below-ground compound we call the Underground Martini Bunker. Coming up, singer Lola Dee, who made the jump from teenage singing star to blonde bombshell nightclub entertainer. Also, the Hammond Goes Cha-Cha, in the hands of organist Jackie Davis, plus the African jazz of Les Baxter, Something New by vibraphonist Mark Riddle, and La Bandada Mancini plays Mancini. I mean, with a name like that, who else are they going to play? This is where the bongos beat for you, the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio. Escobel and his orchestra, Jungle Drums, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was recorded in Mexico in the mid-1950s. not long before the E-Man was picked up by RCA Victor. Esquivel recorded this tune again in the 60s for his Stereo Action album Latinesque, where he split his orchestra in half, located in different studios connected by headphones, in order to get true stereo separation. Later on, we'll hear from Chico Arnaz, a bandleader in the UK, who was not what he appeared to be. That's later in this half hour. Next, Cal Jader and his Modern Mambo Quintet. He played vibes in the George Shearing Quintet in the early 50s, but left to form his own band, which he called the Modern Mambo Quintet. Their first album came in 1955, featuring the Duran brothers, Manny and Carlos, on piano and bass, with percussionist Benny Velarde and Edgar Rosales. This is Bye Bye Blues on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Like in their younger days, they don't have to strain to get the way. Might get lost, but always in each other's arms. But that's the cutest part of cha-cha-cha. Cause this way they can embrace like in their younger days. They don't have to strain to get the swing and sway. Might get lost, but always in each other's arms. But that's the cutest part of cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Now my mama wants cha-cha-cha. Now my papa wants cha-cha-cha. Now my mama wants cha-cha-cha. Now my papa wants cha-cha-cha. Both complain that the mambo is too Tory for their age, and they'd rather have cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Now my papa wants cha-cha-cha. Now my mama wants cha-cha-cha. Now my papa wants cha-cha-cha. Both complain that the mambo is too torrid for their age, and they'd rather have cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.
Chico Arnaz and his orchestra, The Peanut Vendor, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Chico was an English band leader who did several albums of Latin music in the 1960s and 70s, but Chico Arnaz was not his real name. He was really arranger and composer John Davies, sometimes known as Jackie Davies. Ahead of that, singer Lola Dee, who began her career when she was 9 years old. She was a teenage singer on radio and got herself a record deal with the Mercury label. We heard Lola on Mama Wants to Cha-Cha-Cha, and like they say, if Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Hope you're happy. That's our aim here at the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and still to come, we'll hear a bit of Les Baxter from African Jazz, one of his big band Exotica records from the late 1950s. Right now, though, it's off to Trinidad from multi-instrumentalist Rupert Clemendore. He didn't record much, but he appeared often on Trinidad radio, usually on a Sunday morning variety show that featured live music. From 1961 and the album Primitive Jazz from Trinidad, this is Bongo Mood on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR.
Thank you.
That's Les Baxter and his orchestra from 1959 with Coco. It's on the album African Jazz and the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was that golden time in Les Baxter's career when he was creating Exotica records, mood music, and film scores. Later in the hour, new sounds by vibraphonist Mark Riddle and from Australia, the Dan Fontaine Orchestra. Hey, remember now, we have recently launched Retro Cocktail Radio, a 24-hour streaming channel that plays continuously with episodes of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's free, it's easy, and it's available right now at retrococktail.org. Here's organist Jackie Davis now from a fabulous album called Hammond Gone Cha-Cha. He was one of the first to play jazz organ, and it got him a contract with Capitol Records in the 1950s. When he began at Capitol, Jackie was playing a Model B Hammond, but later switched to the famous B3. This is Rain on the Roof, and on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
On the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPIR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and the Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPIR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service continues for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. there's a new one by vibraphonist Mark Riddle. It's called Sun Hat, and it's right here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Find this and more music by Mark Riddle at digitiki.com. In this half hour, we'll hear from La Bandada Mancini, the new classic singers, and the Cokie Band, a studio outfit that did a couple of albums in the late 60s in an attempt to keep the flame of exotica music burning. The Retro Cocktail Hour is here every week at this time on stations like Yosemite Breeze Radio in Mariposa, California, WJFF Radio Catskill in Jeffersonville, New York, and High Plains Public Radio, serving listeners in Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas. Our online store is just bursting with swag like cocktail glasses, keychains, shirts, sweatshirts, tiki mugs, and more. I was in the warehouse. It is overflowing with cool merch. Check it out while you listen to the show on demand at retrococktail.org. That's the Dan Fontaine Orchestra, Henry Mancini's Blue Mantilla, originally from Mr. Lucky Goes Latin, and here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. By the way, this band is available to play at your event. Just one hang up. They're in Australia, so unless you're planning your party down under, you might be out of luck. I just realized we're always down under on this show because we are located at the Underground Martini Bunker, the home of space-age pop and incredibly strange music. Just ahead, music from the production library and the Cokie Band from Exotica 1970. Here's more Mancini now. This is a Spanish band called La Bandada Mancini, and as their name might suggest, they play only music by Mr. M. From their first album, here's Mancini's theme music for Touch of Evil on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. That's the Cokie Band with the Lady in Red on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's on Exotica 1970, which, despite the title, actually came out in 1966. Apparently, it was conceived by composer-conductor Manny Album as a chance to try out that new music called Exotica. Even though by the time this record finally came out, the whole Exotica craze was pretty much out of gas. Before that, the New Classic Singers, a vocal group formed by composer, arranger, conductor Hank Levine. They only did two albums, and from their first, Today's New Classics, we heard A Taste of Honey. Also, Je Revienne by Keith Mansfield. It's from the KPM Library, 1970, originally on an album called Gentle Sounds, Volume 2. Maybe Volume 1 wasn't quite gentle enough, huh? Hey, thanks so much for digging the tunes here at the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and you're invited to stop in here each and every week at this same time, or listen all the time with Retro Cocktail Radio, our 24/7 streaming channel that plays continuous episodes of the show. The link to all that is at retrococktail.org. More library music now, this time by Sid Dale, who did a ton of work for KPM in the 60s and then formed his own label, Amphonic Records, which is still in business today. This is called Melina on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
With his chorus and orchestra on Coral Reef. It's on the album Pardon My Doo-Wah from 1958 and the Retro Cocktail Hour. Hope you'll visit our website where you'll find a link to Retro Cocktail Radio as well as to playlists, our CD giveaway, and more. It's all at RetroCocktail.org. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico, Saturday evening, October 26th. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Waitiki 7 from New Sounds of Exotica with Similo, beginning this round of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Gene Krupa did the first recording of Similo, followed by Peggy Lee, who had a chart hit with the tune in 1949. Welcome to the Retro Cocktail Hour, where, as you know, the music is always shaken, not stirred. The doors open here at the Underground Martini Bunker, provided you can get past the doorman, our giant Moai Fred the Head.
My level of sarcasm depends on your level of stupidity.
In this hour of fun, 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 the Mary Kay Trio goes Hawaiian, the exotic sounds of Skip Heller and the Voodoo Five, and East Meets West on Tak Shindo's album Accent on Bamboo. We'll hear from the Montefiore Cocktail and the Tiki Delights in this hour, plus music for sex and the single girl. To quote Rihanna, let's shake it till the moon becomes the sun. On the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Magic Are the Islands, done there by Alex Keck on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's on the album Surfer's Paradise, 1963. It was on the budget label Crown Records. And to look at the cover, you'd think it's an album of surf rock. But instead, what you'll find is exotica music in the style of Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman. Before that, Ferrante and Teicher from Pianos in Paradise with Taboo, conducted by Nick Perito. Coming up, music for the TV show Hong Kong, plus Tak Shindo and his orchestra on Accent on Bamboo. Right now, though, it's the Mary Kay Trio. In some ways, they are the first lounge act, performing for the Dusk Till Dawn crowd for years in Vegas. From an album called Our Hawaii, this is Sea Breeze on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Sea breeze, sea breeze, take a message to the one I love. Kiss it tenderly, tell her to wait for me, and tell her I'll be coming soon to meet her by the Blue Lagoon. Sea breeze, sea breeze, take me swiftly to my island love. Make the breezes strong, I've been away too long. From lips and arms that I adore, from all that I've been longing for. Soothe her if you should find her crying. Just whisper, my love has been undying. Sea breeze, sea breeze, take a message to the one I love. Kiss her tenderly and tell her to wait for me, and say that I'll be coming soon to meet her by the Blue Lagoon. If you should find her crying, whisper, my love has been undying. Sea breeze, sea breeze, take a message to the one I love. Kiss her tenderly, tell her to wait for me, and say that I'll be coming soon to meet her by the Blue Lagoon. Kiss her tenderly, tell her to wait for me, and say that I'll be coming soon
to meet her by the Blue Lagoon.
That was fun, fellas. Now give me back my moo-moos.
That's Tack Shindo and his orchestra, Kiss Me Again, a tune from Accent on Bamboo, 1960, and on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Also in that set, the Jade Empress, music by Frank Comstock for a TV series called Hong Kong, which was on the air for just one season in 1960 and 61. It was about an American journalist played by Rod Taylor, who worked in the exotic Far East. Music for the show was primarily by Lionel Newman, with contributions by Billy May, Marty Page, and Frank Comstock. Thank you most kindly for spending this time with us here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and still to come, probably the rarest Les Baxter album of all, Boogaloo in Brazil. That's ahead in about 10 minutes. Now here's one by Skip Heller and the Voodoo Five. They made their debut about a year or two ago at Tiki Oasis in San Diego. You can grab their first album at Bandcamp.com. Here they are with Miser Lou on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR. We'll be right back.
just what the witch doctor ordered. The Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Maselli's, presenting Bongotini in a night of music, cocktails, and friends. Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at maselliesonline.com.
Thank you. cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Como estou tão sozinho? Porque tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha e também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, no doce balanço, caminho do mar. Como estou tão sozinho, porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que não é só minha e também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Babada.
The Cariocas, a Brazilian band that began in 1942 and kept going for over 70 years, with Girl from Ipanema on the Retro Cocktail Hour. When this group started, there was no such thing as bossa nova, but in the early 60s, they adopted the sound and helped to popularize it, both in Brazil and around the world. Before that, Jetador, done by the Italian duo known as Montefiore Cocktail. Their sound is a blend of what they call future jazz and easy listening music. Also, Les Baxter with Tropical Canvas. That is a tune from what's probably the hardest to find of Les Baxter's albums, at least at an affordable price. It was done in 1970 for the KPM Production Library. It was called Boogaloo in Brazil. However, around the same time, Les had an album on GNP Crescendo, entitled African Blue, which is essentially the same album, albeit with different track titles. So you can pick up African Blue at a decent price. Boogaloo in Brazil frequently goes for a couple of $100. You've got the Retro Cocktail Hour on the air again from right here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and we'll hear from harpist David Snell in this half hour, along with music by the Tiki Delights. Our show's heard on public radio stations all over the place, including KJAM, the Jazz Gem of the Palouse in Pullman, Washington, KLCC, Eugene, Oregon, and the stations of Kansas Public Radio. Listen on demand anytime at mixcloud.com or retrococktail.org. Thank you. There's a tune by Armando Trovioli. It's called Rossana, done for the Italian caper movie Seven Golden Men Strike Again, and sung by I Cantori Moderni on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was a vocal group led by Alessandro Alessandroni, and they can be heard on record and in a lot of Italian movie soundtracks. Still to come, Neil Hefti from another movie, Sex and the Single Girl. That's just ahead in a couple of minutes. Now here's English harpist David Snell, who performs classical music and jazz, plus has contributed to movie scores like The Cider House Rules and Chocolat, pop music with Rick Wakeman and the Incredible String Band. He's also done a number of production library albums for KPM, Bruton, and other labels from 1966, and an album entitled The Subtle Sound of David Snell. This is Burt Bacharach and Hal David's tune, Wives and Lovers, on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
Thank you.
That's music by Neil Hefti for the soundtrack of Sex and the Single Girl. I Must Know, right here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is a movie based on the bestseller by Helen Gurley Brown. It was one of the 20 most popular films of 1964, although beyond a fabulous cast and the music by Neil Hefti, there's really not much to recommend it. I'm Darryl Brogdon, unemployed film critic and host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. I fear we've about used up all our time together, so I guess it's adios until next we meet, right here at the Underground Martini Bunker. My email is host@retrococktail.org, and if you haven't checked it out yet, please give a listen to Retro Cocktail Radio, our new 24/7 streaming channel, playing episodes of the show around the clock. You'll find the link at retrococktail.org. Also at the website, we've got playlists from past shows. You can enter our CD giveaway and sign up for our mailing list. And then every week, I'll send you a detailed playlist for the current show. All that awaits at retrococktail.org. Well, we'll leave you now with a tune by the Tiki Delights. This is something called Azure Pacifico. On the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio. from the University of Kansas, KPRs KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We think we live in a modern, rational world, that magic disappeared with science. But if you look around, magic is everywhere.
Belief and hope are two very, very powerful forces. If I see a rainbow, I'll make a wish. If I see a shooting star, I'll make a wish. Belief plus hope does tend to equal magic.
Everyday Magic, next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge, Sunday at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 76 and fair. Wind is from the north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the low 50s. Wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow clear with a high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 40s. It's 76 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Former President Donald Trump made an economic pitch to Latino voters in the swing state of Nevada this afternoon. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports both he and Vice President Kamala Harris are ramping up efforts to reach Latino voters.
At a roundtable near Las Vegas, former President Donald Trump touted his plans to enforce the border and eliminate taxes on tips, while blaming Vice President Kamala Harris for high inflation that he said disproportionately hurt Latino families.
I think this is going to be the biggest and most important election in the history of the country. And a big beneficiary will be the people in this room.
Around 1 in 5 voters in Nevada are Latino. Harris also met this week with Latinos in Nevada, participating in a town hall event hosted by Univision. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Meanwhile, Trump is rallying in Coachella in the California desert at this hour. He lost the state to Joe Biden in 2020. And Vice President Harris is in North Carolina this weekend. Tonight, she visited a hurricane relief operation at a restaurant in Raleigh.
What we have is we've been rolling around here packing boxes. So you're on diaper detail.
Okay. Where she helped pack boxes of baby wipes, medicine, and diapers for communities in western North Carolina still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Tomorrow, she holds a rally in Greenville. And as cleanup continues in Florida today, power is slowly coming back on. There are about 1.1 million customers in the dark, but that number has been quickly falling. More than 50,000 power workers from around the country and Canada are in the state helping. Another big problem is getting gasoline as residents who fled Hurricane Milton return. Now the state is opening more fuel sites. Governor Ron DeSantis.
These are free for people. We're doing 10 gallons a per customer. So you go, you get it, and you could be on your way. So this is stuff that we are providing for people.
And he says schools will reopen on Monday. President Biden is calling on Israel to stop hitting UN peacekeepers in its strikes in Lebanon. The UN says Israel has repeatedly fired on them. And NPR's Jane Arraf has more from Beirut.
The incidents include Israel positioning tanks just a few yards away from UN peacekeepers, opening fire on a UNIFIL observation tower, collapsing that tower. Israel says it was targeting Hezbollah nearby. UN soldiers were injured in the attacks.
NPR's Jane Arraf reporting from Beirut. UNIFIL has 10,000 soldiers from 50 countries monitoring the border between Lebanon and Israel. And Israel told them to move back from the ceasefire line, but UNIFIL is there to act as a deterrent. This week, an Israeli strike in Lebanon struck an apartment building, killing more than 20 people. You're listening to NPR News.
Stardate October 12th.
By the early 17th century, European sailors were being guided through southern seas by several birds, not on the wing, but in the stars. Five southern constellations were named for birds: the peacock, toucan, crane, and bird of paradise, plus a mythological bird that's well known to Harry Potter fans, the phoenix. All of these constellations were outlined by Johannes Baer in a star atlas published in the early 1600s. Those parts of the sky were unknown to Europe until explorers began heading southward. They mapped the stars and brought their observations back to Europe. A Dutch astronomer connected the stellar dots to create a dozen constellations, which Baer depicted in his atlas. Most of the birds are so far south that they're impossible for most American sky watchers to see. But one of them strides low across the south on October evenings, Groose, the crane. If you're south of about Denver, look for the crane strolling along the horizon in early evening, with its neck extending low into the sky. The star that marks the crane's head is visible from most of the country. It stands due south about 10 o'clock, almost directly below the gibbous moon. The farther south you are, the higher the star appears. Known as Gamma Gruis, the star is much bigger, brighter, and heavier than the sun. It shines at us across more than 200 light-years of space, the bright eye of a beautiful southern bird. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-wheel on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never make love by lantern shine. Some rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. See you. see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Ella Fitzgerald, over the course of spanning two decades, the 1950s and 1960s, made a collection of albums we call the songbooks. And one of those songbooks was the Duke Ellington songbook for Verve Records. And there with Duke Ellington at the piano with his orchestra, and I'm beginning to see the light. Ella Fitzgerald from the Duke Ellington songbook. I'm Scott Hanley here with Jazz on Your Weekend, turning next to Bill Charlap at the piano with his new trio release called And Then Again, with longtime rhythm mates here, Kenny Washington on drums, Peter Washington on bass, and the beautiful I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with you, the Bill Charlap Trio. Thank you.